flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jesus. Well, maybe he wasn't ready, and that's what the G League is there for. You know, instead of throwing him into the water in the deep end, hey, let's get some seasoning, let's see what's happening, we have a fully healthy roster, now he's ready to roll, and it's byproduct of guys being hurt at his position, Mike.
He's played 5 years of college ball. He knows his footwork was good in college. He was a defensive, you know, all-team defensive player. I mean, if you're not desperate by 40 games, I mean, come on.
Well, they did start off 12-3.
That's true. They did start out 12-3, but that ship started taking on water immediately. And why? Okay, so last night, Moses Moody gets subbed out with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. He doesn't see the floor until 6 minutes left in the third quarter. That's ridiculous. What is this guy doing? I mean, honestly. He's not the, he brings in Buddy Hield. That, you know, he gets a little nervous or something, and oh, I'm going to Buddy Hield. Come on.
Well, the two guard options right now are this. I will defend Kerr on this. They're the roster that they've built. There's some redundancy, and whoever you're putting out there has a huge flaw. Buddy ain't gonna play defense. Buddy's extremely streaky. He's gonna take a lot of YOLO shots. GP2. Okay, you get some defense, some hustle plays. He can't shoot a lick. Like, Lindy Waters, he tries hard. Like, I'm rooting for the guy. He hit a three the other day. Like, but he's not very good. There's a reason OKC moved him. You know, like, there are options at the two guard. That's why they tried Dennis Schroeder there. That's why they tried Pajemski there. They've tried a million things. And when Moses has played the two spot, he's either hasn't facilitated as well as what they need opposite Curry, or defensively, he's let a little off. So to defend Kerr, it's not like they're like benching Jordan, you know what I mean? Or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander or something, or I don't know. I'll defend him on the two guard spot. That's just a big hole right now.
The posting where I knew this would happen as I'm watching the game. I just know how it works. That. What happened? How come he wasn't playing before?
Who?
Where the Quentin Post.
Oh, Post.
There's an adjustment. From college to pro. The college game's different than the pro game. It is. The pro game's just so much faster.
Wasn't he hurt at the beginning of the year?
Maybe, but...
Like in the training camp scary, stuff?
Right. Yeah. So, but, you know, the college game, so there's an adjustment.
I agree.
And he didn't get to play Summer League, too. Don't forget that. I think did he play one game in Summer League? He was hurt.
I don't remember.
He was banged up. Yeah, I think he was banged up, Quentin Post in Summer League. So it takes a while. He's here now, and he's making a good impact. Now we get to see it for the next 2 weeks. I'm happy about this. This is a great development. And he looks like he is going to fit. We do believe he's going to be 15, 20 minutes a game. We'll see about Moses Moody as well. I think Moody is going to get some consistent run, man. He stays ready. But that's another contract where we talk about 3 years, $39 million. If they make a move, he may be stapled into something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what Dunleavy's thinking right now. I don't know what Joe Lacob's thinking about right now. But trust me, I think they're working to figure out their direction with the Golden State Warriors. So, again, we got to be patient. Got to be patient.
Well, I just think the one constant theme from a lot of the listeners and the callers, everything is like the young guys have actually galvanized the fan base and they brought something to the table. No one thinks that they're the second coming of the big three that we had for a long time. No one thinks that. That's crazy talk, and we all know that. But they've been fun. And it's not worse than what we were watching the 40 games prior. And so that's why I think that there's some optimism and people just don't want to see them revert back to the vets. And we're talking about the role-playing vets, not the big star vets.
Yeah, I don't think that Kyle Anderson, go look at his game.
Yeah, he's barely played.
Yeah, so I don't know why we're tripping there. Buddy Hield, you need a two guard.
And this is where Moody, you know, quite frankly, I would say this, like Quentin has made the most of his limited opportunities.
Right.
Moses has some...
Well, he had the knee injury that set him back a little bit.
That's true, but he did have other... You know? Like, I'm not saying that he had long runways, but he's had other opportunities, and it's been okay, right?
Been all right, but I think what he's doing right now, you look at his game logs here, that's five straight games for Moses Moody in which he scored in double figures.
I've been impressed with him.
You know, his three ball is rolling right now.
I like his passing.
Look at his last five. 3 of 4 from three, 2 of 5 from three, 3 of 9 from three, 3 of 7 from three, 4 of 7 from three. He's shooting the three ball well. Hell, in the month of January, Moses Moody is shooting 45% from the three-point line. So I do think he's earned some minutes. And Moses Moody, as much as we're bitching and moaning about his minutes, guess what? Moses Moody's playing 21 minutes a game in the month of January.
Is he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Playing 22 minutes a game in January. So there you go, folks. He's starting to play well.
I thought that he's been a key guy off the bench for this team in critical moments the last, I don't know, half dozen games or so. And I've been excited to see him play. And I like that, you know, early on it felt like he'd come into the game and he knew, like, the only way I'm going to play is if I have to shoot this three. I have to shoot this three. And now he's being a little more discerning. He's taking a couple dribbles. He's kicking it around, getting it back. And then when he does shoot, he's decisive. And that's what I like about him.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Before we get to 60 seconds of Celebrini, you want to do that? Let's go to Antonio in Oakland, and then we'll get to David in Maryland. Antonio, what's up? And then we get to 60 seconds of Celebrini. What up, Antonio?
Oh, good, man. Happy they finally played Quinn Post. You know, he got a good jump shot, good size and all that. I wouldn't mind Vucevic, of course, but Valanciunas is another one. I kind of want to go for it all this year, man. We got to make a trade. Trade GP2. He's good on defense, but, you know, he don't really have scoring. Kevon Looney, he don't really have scoring. Probably trade them. But I'm tired of playing 5-on-4, to be honest with you, man. Like, we got to get a center who can score. And at the end of the day, though, like, the West, yeah, it's good, but the only team I really fear is OKC. Denver's good, but are they a couple years ago, Denver? I don't think they are. You know, Jokic's playing out of his mind, of course, but OKC, they might not play like this in the playoffs, like they do in the regular season. You never know. So at the end of the day, if we get in the tournament, make another key trade, have an a la Dallas Mavericks, like, you know, a trade deadline thing, and then maybe in the offseason, we can trade for a disgruntled star after the Bucks lose in the second round, maybe Giannis or even a Cade Cunningham. You know, hey, I'll do one of them. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to go for it all, baby.
I'm not mad at it, Antonio.
Cunningham's not getting dealt from Detroit.
No, yeah, that'd be
Cade's
nice.
One of the – I love watching him play.
Dude, he's a hooper.
He doesn't play fast. He's very deliberate.
Methodical. Yeah, he's methodical.
He's a really he's a fun guy
plays
to watch.
At his own speed.
Yeah, by he's the way, really fun.
Jokic this year might steal another MVP. He's averaging 30 points a game.
He's going to probably win it.
30 points a game. Well, SGA's.
You think
player.
It's SGA's? Okay.
Well, he dropped 54 the other night.
I know.
13 and a half rebounds, 10 assists. Jokic last night, I mean, he put on a clinic. I was watching. I like watching Kings games. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell Sacramento Kings fans.
You and the Kings. But
no, you got to have fun with it.
The NBA has a problem right Shashi now, ladies on, and gentlemen.
Shashi goes on Sacramento radio and gives kudos to Sacramento and bashes the Warriors. I go up there and represent for the Bay Area. But Jokic last night, 35 points, 22 rebounds, 17 assists.
Sorry, I keep it real.
No, you don't.
I get a FaceTime from Damian Barlin, who does a radio show middays.
ESPN 1320.
When someone FaceTimes me, I'm like, oh, this must be something. Like, I didn't know. I didn't even think, because we had lunch, whatever. I didn't even think about this is part of a show. I was like, what? Is everything okay? I'm like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, look, again, everything that happened to me last year, when someone calls, I try to answer, because you don't know. They might need your help. That sounds, you know, I mean it sincerely. I answer the phone, and it's D'Lo and Casey laughing at me. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And I thought, I didn't even know what this was. They were calling me at their break or whatever. And I just started going, I'm talking, I'm walking around Union Square. Next thing I realize, I'm on live air in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Those guys.
I thought you were from Sac after that call, because then I ended up calling. They were like, oh, Shasky's well, said
well,
Draymond.
You know what the chatty house said, you know? That you got jealous that I got on, and then so you felt like you had to call.
No. What I did was got out of my breakfast spot. So Damian Berlin called me. Let me call him back. I knew what it was. I knew why they were calling because I know their show's from 12 to 4. I had no idea you were on there until you posted a video on Twitter.
Well, I didn't realize that you had FaceTimed them halftime. Why were you doing that?
Because I'm having fun. It's the rivalry, man. I call Draper, too. I call all of them. That's what we do. It's having fun with the rivalry. Like, this is what you got to embrace about it. We created something with the I-80 Classic. The Kings and the Warriors.
Thanks,
just like
Brody.
We created some hate with Philadelphia. Seriously. They hate me, and they love me in Sacramento. They can't wait for me to get up there to the G1C. They can't. Like I told you, they got T-shirts printed. They're selling like hotcakes right now to 916.
Spadoni.
David in Maryland. So
he's going to go up to Sacramento, start working in Sacramento, and he's like, I'm not the king. I'm now the governor.
No, actually. Hey, Sacramento's got some nice houses.
That's pretty sensible for.
Hey, they've got some great sports. High school athletics up there in Sacramento, pretty good.
We're joined by Gavin Newsom on the River Island.
I'm here. I can get haircuts, and you can't. Everyone stay home. I'm allowed to eat at French Laundry face-to-face.
Man.
You stay home.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait for that.
I just bought a $10 million estate in Marin County.
Well, it'd actually be Elk Grove.
Well, no,
Gavin, he's balling. Gavin's balling. He's got a good, and that Politica podcast, Gavin Newsom, Doug Hitchelson, and Marshall Lynch, pretty damn good.
The last thing I'm clicking on.
Oh, no, it's a good podcast.
I'd rather click on Hillary Clinton's podcast.
Doug Hitchelson, friend of the program, really good insight, Doug Hitchelson.
I'm not clicking on Gavin's stuff. Out on Gavin. What? He lost the Niners. Gavin could take a hike.
Oh, man.
I'll never let that go.
Yeah, because he did nothing else that was
and
good.
And one of my buddies moved.
All right, we're not doing this. Stop.
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Oh, shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
It was a chippy one down at the Tank last night where the Sharks fell to. Hey, it's those guys again. The Nashville Predators, 6-5. Sharks found themselves facing two different three-goal deficits, down 3-0 in the first, then 5-2 in the second. And then the Sharks scored three straight in that second period with our boy Macklin getting the equalizer with this slap shot.
Jay gets in the grill of Eklund. Pass in front for Toffoli. It bounces to Granlund. Over to Celebrini.
Fifteenth time our boys lit the lamp this year. That is tops amongst all rookies. Guys, I learned a little something about hockey fighting last night, though. Did you know that if your team is off to a really slow start, like you're down 3-0, 10 minutes in, you can just ask a guy on the other team, hey, my team's a little like sleepy right now. I need to wake him up. Let's fight. And the other guy would be like, yeah, sure, let's do that. And that's why you had a moment halfway through the first period where you had not one, not two, but three straight fights coming out of the faceoff there in the Tank last
night. Number three.
The Tank was rocking after that, and the Sharks had clearly woke them up because they got back into it. Unfortunately, you know, as usual, they couldn't finish the job. But a lot of energy at the Tank last night.
Hey, man, I got to get down to the Tank. Blue Chew.
Apparently, just a little fight that'll wake you up.
No, I didn't.
These are perfect, though. Celebrini is improving.
Yep.
He's balling, and you're losing.
Yep.
That's all you need right now.
That's
draft picks, baby. You talk about tanking in the Tank.
Hey, Mike Greer. Shout out to Mike Greer.
The back to Tank.
Oh,
Darth Vader's
man.
Home.
They did say you were working for the ops yesterday. Somebody on YouTube said Shasky was talking about the Warriors like he wanted to get invited to a cookout in Sacramento. He was up there ripping the Warriors. I was like, hey, the streets are talking. I said, man, you with us or them?
This is what I
did. D'Lo and KC.
Time out.
Get the hell with Sacramento. You Kings, I'm coming for your asses in a couple weeks. And we're going back up to G1C, and we're going to kick your ass in the next round. Sacramento, you just watch. Light the beam. Yeah, did you light it last night in Denver? No, you didn't. Did the Warriors win? Yes, they did. One game behind the Kings. Let's go. I bleed blue and gold. The hell with the beam. David, Marilyn, hang tight. We'll get to you on the other side. Brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Sasky on 95.7 The Game.
Watch for toast. East side, west side, out.
So 50 Cent Fridays, we close the week here on the Morning Rush. Don't forget, do not forget, knockout tournament. We're going to start qualifying people on Monday morning. Monday morning. So be by your radio, be by your Odyssey app, be by the YouTube channel. Do whatever you got to do. We're going to qualify three people a day for the next 3 weeks. 8 o'clock hour, 12 p.m. hour, 4 p.m. hour. Starting Monday, January 27th for your chance. Each show will have a slot to give away each day for three whole weeks. Have to be 18 to win and be a California resident to do so. More details are still to come as we wrap up this Warriors conversation. We got Final Five coming up. We're going to get into football. Let's get David in Maryland. He wants to talk about Steve Kerr. We'll close the book on basketball, getting to championship football. Plus, we haven't played the Inside the NBA crew. I want your thoughts on that, Shasky, on where you stand with the Jimmy Butler and Miami Heat situation. What a disaster that is for the Miami Heat.
I watched them play yesterday. LJ is obsessed with sitting there watching basketball, pointing at the screen, because he goes to all these, like, you know, CYO and high school games, and he goes, he's like yelling at the screen. Then somebody from the Bucks hits a shot, and he starts clapping with the crowd. It's hilarious. I watch that game, and I say to myself, there's something about Spoelstra and the Heat. I don't know what it is, whether it's their identification, their development, their willingness to play the young guys. They've got multiple young players who most haven't heard of. Maybe they know Jaime Jaquez or whatever. This kid Ware, the kid Jovic, who played against the Warriors. They all contribute. They're all solid. They all bring something to the table. And I watch them, and look, they're not a good team this year.
They got beat by 30. They got beat by 30.
I think they're 21 and 22. Yeah, they're not a good team. But I watch them, and I'm like, they're just a fun watch. And they got Tyler Hero and stuff. Right. They do a great job developing. That doesn't mean they're winning at the ultimate level and all that stuff. Those are different questions.
You got to bring your hard hat.
They're an organization I respect.
You got to bring your hard hat to them. I mean, remember when they just beat the Warriors after that decade? Spinotti goes, Warriors going to roll. It's like, this is the Miami Heat. It's Heat culture.
You know what they remind me of? The Cardinals of basketball. They're always respectful.
St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, they're just respectful. They're well-run. They do things the right way. They're in the mix for everyone. I don't know. I respect the way they go about it.
What up, David? David Maryland, what's happening?
What's up?
How you doing, Bonte? How you doing, Shasky?
What's up, David?
I'm good, man. I mean, what can I say about that performance last night? I mean, that was amazing to watch. I was so happy to see Quentin play and do what we saw he could do in the G League. I mean, we had this conversation yesterday of, you know, me just not saying anything. I don't want to talk about trades. I'm good on trades because I was told to shut up. So I'm going to shut up and I'm gonna let them handle all of the work. You know, maybe this is what Steph was talking about. I'm gonna let them cook. I didn't want to, but I'm gonna let them cook. Now, I wanted to shift over to Steve Kerr because after a game like this, I become a little concerned about how he's gonna allocate the minutes and the rotations, what we've been talking about today. I really, really don't want to see Buddy Hield play anymore. You know, I don't want to see it anymore. I know that's easier said than done, but I'm sick and tired of it. Don't want to see him anymore. I was encouraged to see what Guy Santos could do, and I'm hoping that he gets a little bit more time on, you know, on the team. I just want to do a quick flashback to when, you know, the Post was drafted. I mean, it was kind of drowned out by all of the disappointment of not being able to pick up Larry Markkanen, and, you know, the Warriors coming out and saying that Brandon Podziemski was untradeable. That kind of got drowned out. But I want to give credit to Mark Dunleavy because around that time when we did draft Quentin Post, the narrative was actually good. I don't know if you guys are looking at your phone, but people were really happy to see that we potentially drafted a stretch five.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of what people have been clamoring about.
David, I'm going to play this cut for you. Stay on the line. We had this guy, Trevor House, on from the Boston Globe right after Quentin Post was drafted. And he had my expectation. I was feeling good about Quentin Post after I heard this.
Yeah, well, I would say his biggest strength is his versatility. I feel like he's a guy who can beat you outside, beat you inside, beat you off the dribble, beat you with the pass. Really does a little bit of everything. For BC, it was their first 20-win season since 2011 last year, and he was the biggest reason why. He was really not a great player to start his career at Mississippi State. Didn't really get much of an opportunity. Averaged 1 point per game his first year, then three his second year. Transferred to BC, started getting better and better, and then the past 2 years, he's been a star. So really just a versatile player who does a little bit of everything, and I think he'll have a strong NBA career.
How about that, David? Don't that make you feel even? That was back in late July.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I will never take. I'll always be encouraged to see someone that went 5 years in college come to the NBA and ball out because they went through the hard work. They got the good baseline, and that's what Quentin Post is all about. Now, I'm going to mention another name on top of that. I know we're talking about G League here. And before I say this, never underestimate the G League. The yep. G League is a great place mm-hmm. to develop talent, and I want the Warriors to continue to pull from the G League if it becomes necessary to. Kevin Knox.
Hey, yeah,
we've never been talking about Kevin Knox, but let's just try it out. I mean, Dennis Schroeder hasn't been working out. Let's see it. You know, let's try it out. We're above one game of 500, if I'm not mistaken.
Just 500. Let's 22 try it and 22. Out. 22 or 22. Hey, I knew he was going to say Kevin Knox because
why?
We've been kind of discussing it at the studio a little bit. It was like, give it Kevin Knox a try if you don't have scored.
He's
a
young man. Kevin Knox
so
is.
Kevin Knox got drafted from Kentucky
uh-huh.
by the New York Knicks in the top 10. This is what? I want to say 7, 8 years ago, the young man.
Oh, that's
is
same Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox.
Oh, I thought it was a different one. I'm dead serious. I thought it was a different one.
No, Kevin Knox, okay. So he joined the Warriors Summer League team.
Wow.
Had a good run. Right now in the G League, he's averaging over 21 a game, 8 30? Rebounds. He was drafted in 2018.
25.
Yeah, 25 years old. So he was like a one-and-done guy from Kentucky. One-and-done guy playing for Calipari. He's 6'8". He has good size, 215. Now, you got a plethora of those guys on the team, right? So you kind of need to get bigger. But it was getting to a point where it's like, do you give him a try? I think he was like G League Player of the Week, maybe, a couple weeks ago. So he's playing well. I knew he was going to say Kevin Knox.
I got to ask you this. Like, our Warrior fans are in so deep, and that's why I love them. We've got to be the only radio station in America that covers the NBA where you get this much G League talk. And what I mean by is like Quindary Weatherspoon, Quentin Post, like
Santos.
People are in on it. And I'm not knocking them. I'm saying like it's a testament to how big the fandom is.
Well, not only that, but you got to think about it. In baseball, we do this all the time. Triple A, double A prospects. How long have we talked about Luciano and Bryce Eldridge and Kyle Harrison and
much
Bird
longer
Song
than we should have.
You know what I'm saying? So people tap into the minor league system. That's your development system. Same thing with the Giants up in Sacramento. We're so locked in on who's coming up, who's coming down. Like that's why the whole Casey Smith thing. He's a player of the year or the player of spring training, and he doesn't come up. Then he comes up, he gets hot, then he falls off a cliff. People tap into the minor league system, man, and now it's starting to develop in basketball as well, so it's good. He's the G League Player of the Week, Kevin Knox, that is, from December 27th to January 5th.
Okay, so you bring him up at 6'8". Who's out?
Probably,
like, this goes back to logjam.
Probably Lindy Waters III will probably be the odd man out if you flip-flop him. That may be the case. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. They gotta somehow find a way to move off of Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield's multi-year deal here. And
boy, you are so down on Buddy. I gotta say, not just you.
It's not that. Yeah. It's the fact that there's 3 more years at $10 million.
Well, no, you know, that's why it's so funny. That's why it's so funny, the whole Buddy Hield. We're gonna get to football here.
You know, 3 more years of Kyle Anderson at $9 million.
Well, but the Buddy Hield sequence, boy. The victory laps folks were taking about Buddy Hield and his value and his contract and like, wow, you got a bargain here. And now everybody has just said, to hell with Buddy Hield. We don't even want to see him on the floor.
Yeah.
We don't want to see him in a Warriors uniform. It's just crazy.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
2.5 months ago, everybody's like, man, Buddy, Clay, who?
That was 3 weeks. It's now been 3 months. It's a big difference, right? JT O'Sullivan after 3 games.
I'm just saying, man. This is crazy.
JT O'Sullivan,
it's just crazy. I had hopes of JT O'Sullivan because he looked good in the preseason game against the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
I had won tickets
then
from KBR.
Real games happen.
I had won tickets KBR 1050 used to do postgame shows from Pete Orgasmica on Clement Street, which is now a brewery. I lived 50 feet away from there. So one day we walk in, we're like, oh, they're doing a postgame show. I did a raffle, won 2 tickets to a Packers game, a preseason game between the Niners, and JT O'Sullivan lit it up. It's like, we got a quarterback. JT, and then 2 months later, it was like JT stands for just turnovers,
and that's what we do. You know, this is what we do.
You know, anyway,
you know, there was one point in time where I was handing the ball to Linscomb, and I knew we were going to win by about 2014, 2015. I didn't think that, and that's why he was in an Angels uniform.
888-957-9570. Before we pivot to football, I want your thoughts on this. As the NBA on the NBA inside the NBA crew on TNT, we're discussing the Jimmy Butler situation. Since you brought up the Miami Heat, Butler missed a flight, suspended for 2 games. Obviously, he wants out. Pat Riley standing firm, saying, "Yeah, I don't, we're going to do what we do, and we'll trade you when we trade you, but we're going to get what we want for you. As it, Jimmy Butler's mad because he didn't get an extension before the season, yet he has a player option for $52 million. I stand on the side with Pat Riley, but let's hear the crew.
What I hate about this business of basketball thing, it always has to be somebody's fault. I think it's more human nature. All I've done for you guys, you don't want to give me extension, so now human nature kicks in. You don't want me, I don't want you. I don't like
you still
that.
Have to be professional.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's his fault and he's unprofessional. He's doing that.
But if you sign a deal that has an extension,
I want
to
an extension.
You're not getting one. So you're saying you want
not getting one.
It's not saying that you want
you're not getting one.
It's not like you
so
want
you're human nature kicker. You don't want me? I don't
want
to be here.
This year, next year.
We should just leave it at that. Not it's Jimmy's fault. It's Pat's fault.
No,
it's basketball.
But Pat Riley ain't going to just give him away.
That's fine. But
Jimmy Butler's a really good player.
I'm saying people that don't understand this is the
business. We understand it very well.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah. This is the
public
understands.
No, Shaq, Jimmy Butler makes $50 million a year.
He want more. So what?
He ain't getting more.
Okay, so guess what? You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
Okay, well then, but you can't just not show up to work.
Why not?
Because you took the other two. You took the 50 for this year and next year.
Okay.
So you're saying you took those two, but you're not because you don't get two more?
Doesn't matter.
You could ask for a trade, but you got to show up.
Human nature. You don't want me. I don't want to be here.
So that was her. Now here's another cut. Responsibility to play under
contract. Yeah, I got to respond.
You don't feel a responsibility when you are under contract for this season to play this season.
And next year.
I do, but I'm not going to go all out. I was ready to say the other way. I'm not going to go out play, but I'm not going to go out, especially like.
You're not going to play hard?
No, listen. I didn't say hard. I didn't say hard. I said I'm not going to go all out, especially if we're not going to win.
You don't feel no obligation?
Because you know what? At 35, what if I tear a knee?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get hurt.
You still gonna make $50 million. You got $50 million coming.
Bro, I want more, man. You keep talking about 2 years. What about year 3, 4, 5, and 6? I want more.
Because if you were that good at that time, your extension would have been longer.
No.
You signed a deal that you thought was great at the time.
He's older.
Michael Jordan, let me give you this example. Yeah. Michael Jordan played for $2.3 million.
I understand.
Like when he was there and then said, I signed a contract, I'm going to play. Period.
That's what the
now I about. Could ask for more, and I could.
And he never did.
But okay, he could. Mind. Jimmy could ask for more, but he still has an obligation to.
Did Michael Jordan end up leaving?
He has the obligation to show.
He retired.
Business of basketball. He came back and played for Washington.
Yeah.
So we got more. Real quick, Shashi, we got more because this is fascinating stuff. And they were going back at it. It was just awesome. Now here it is. As they continue to talk about the obligation to play hard for teammates and fans, which I do agree with. You got to play hard for your teammates and fan base.
did. But also the business of basketball, go all out.
Listen, come
on, go all out. You owe that. You owe that to your teammates. You owe that to the fans. You owe that to the franchise.
No.
You owe it to yourself.
No, you owe it to your teammates.
No, no, no.
More than,
that's what I said.
You can get mad at the Miami Heat organization, but the fans of Miami and those guys in that locker room, they ain't got nothing to do with you wanting a contract extension.
Oh, okay, Ernie, to your point, how come people don't play hard in the All-Star? How come
players
don't go?
I wish we all had an answer to that.
But they don't go
There's
all
no
out
consequences for losing an All-Star game.
No, they don't go
There's
all
consequences
out.
For losing. They're not on the contract
There's
in All-Star
one reason
game.
They don't go all out in All-Star game, because they don't want to get hurt. So, again, if I'm not winning the championship at 35, right?
He's making $50 million a year.
Listen to what I'm saying. It might be another team that gets him an extension.
Can I ask you a question then?
I'm
so Wembanyama should say, I'm young. I could get hurt. We're not in the playoffs. I should just chill out a little bit.
Nice analogy, but it doesn't matter.
It's the same thing.
It's not. No, it's not.
I'm young.
No,
I'm not getting hurt and messing up my years.
You act like Jimmy's playing for free.
And then the last one here, it's only 36 seconds. I'm not paying for older players to decline, which I agree with.
Bro, y'all keep talking about 1 and 2. What about 3, 4, 5, 6?
That ain't that, listen, he's on the contract for 2 more years.
But hold on.
Listen, so you think the Warriors, who made it to like, listen, Clay, we love you. We won you 4 championships, but you're past your prime.
Okay.
We're not going to give you a max
deal. Clay's not even the same because he was a free agent.
No, but they offered him a deal.
But this dude's not a free agent.
I understand that, Kenny. But Shaq, they don't want to pay him because he's older and declined.
And human nature is kicking. Y'all don't want me. I don't want to be
okay.
here.
Right. I just say that he should show up. He could ask for more.
Listen, you show up, and you show up for your teammates.
So that was a fascinating conversation on Inside the NBA last night when the Jimmy Butler situation, which is why I'm thankful that the Warriors are not interested in Jimmy Butler, because he's worn out his welcome everywhere he's gone. And I'm with Chuck, and I'm with Kenny Smith, and I'm with Ernie. You're under contract. They didn't give you an extension because you have a player option for $52 million, and you have been kind of a nuisance down there. I'm with Pat Riley and the Miami Heat organization for acting and standing on business here. And you know me, I'm a player guy. I wanted to get your money, but he's under contract, and I know the baggage that he brings to the table. So I don't know what the hell Shaq was talking about, Shasky. Shaq was way off on this one.
This is a problem in sports right now that is real. And what I mean is that we just ignore how things look to the average fan. I understand that there's a business, and these guys live in this bubble, in this world, and the way that they operate is what they feel they have to do in this very elite club that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, you have made $310 million in your career. The Heat themselves have given you $230 million. $230 million. These things that play out publicly like this, and you don't want to play, no one is jumping to your side. The optics, there's not one fan who is going to be like, yep, I side with you, as we're struggling to be able to afford a couple of tickets and some hot dogs at a game. Come on. It's horrible optics. And I told you last year, I think that the NFL, they need to do something and put in some structure in place about the holdouts. And I would say that, like, I don't know what the rule is. I don't. I'm just spitballing. But like Brandon Ayuk did himself no favors. I would try to protect my players like Trent and like Brandon Ayuk, because they're not going to be the last. Other guys are going to do this. Like, these contract situations need to be settled, and we can't have these holdouts lingering into this. It's a bad look for everyone involved, and it depreciates the play on the field for the team. You know, Jimmy Butler not playing while Ja'Marr Chase, in a way more violent sport, who's made significantly less, went out there on the final year of a deal, even though he's got the guaranteed contract the next year, the fifth-year option, and had one of the most historic seasons I've ever seen. I am not going to cape up for Jimmy Butler at any point, and he looks like a petulant child. There's a reason he's been on 4 teams.
Yeah, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, I don't think he plays if Joe Burrow's a quarterback.
I don't know, maybe.
I really feel like Joe Burrow helped that situation out, because that's his boy from LSU.
But he's still risking it.
No, he's definitely risking it, but I think Joe Burrow being there and Zach Taylor being the head coach there, they got a good bond up there, but I'm with you. The holdout stuff, and look, it's not every player. You may get like 15 holdouts, maybe in the league.
It felt like last year there was one in every camp, but now, I would agree with
you. Yeah, there was like 8 holdouts or something like that, 9 holdouts maybe or whatnot, and I get it. Because football is a violent sport. And sometimes you do want your money to Trent, one I didn't get, but whatever, it got done. And I do think the Niners will be back at some point. What Jimmy is doing is just completely off the rails. And we've seen this before. We saw it in Minnesota. We've seen it in Chicago. We've seen it in Philadelphia. And now we're seeing it in Miami. I mean, we've seen this from Jimmy before. So what he's doing and selling out his teammates and Eric Spoelstra, it's sickening because he is getting paid $48 million and he has a player option for 52 and you're 35 years old. Now, I could get Brandon Ayuk, who's a lot younger and entering his prime. Jimmy Butler maybe past his prime. And then you look at the injury history of a Jimmy Butler and bake that into the equation. I'll pull up his stats right here and his game logs. He's missed a ton of games this season, and he's missed a ton of games last season. So far this year, he's only played in 25 games. 25 games for Jimmy Butler. Last year, Jimmy Butler played in 60. The year before that, he played in 64. Year before that, he played in 57. Year before that, he played in 52. And I know COVID is one of these years, but they made the NBA Finals 58. Now, to Jimmy's credit, he has been available in the playoffs. I'll give him that. And he's gutted it out and taken his team into deep waters to two NBA Finals. But you got to be a pro.
I know.
You have to be a pro.
When you're rubbing it into people's faces this way. And
that too.
And look, it's part of his, like, this is his business strategy, is make it as ugly as possible so he can find another destination that will take him. The other part of this conversation that they were kind of getting at, which I think is a fair one, and it's a tough one to, because there's ego, there's status, but like, am I a max player for life?
Yeah.
Right? So Jimmy Butler's a great example. Should he just be getting the max the rest of his career?
No.
What?
Hell no.
Okay, Paul George. Should he just be getting the max the rest of his career?
Thank God the Warriors didn't give him that max.
You know, Steph Curry, I would give him the max because I know what it means to the ball.
He's worth every penny.
I'm just hypothetically.
Oh, 44. No, of course not.
I think a lot of these guys, like, they view themselves a certain way. And, like, if they aren't getting what they deem to be maximum value, there's this utter disrespect. And it's like, well, hold up. Like, your salary shouldn't just go up all the time if you're a depreciating player and you're taking on a different role in a smaller position and all that. Like, the manager at In-N-Out, you know, makes more than some of the people that are working the fry line. You know, that's how it works. So I don't know, man. Jimmy Butler, dude. What a headache.
Yeah, what a
$310 million. And not that he's telling me to, but you think I'm going to ride with you? You've made $240 off the Heat. Good for Pat Riley.
No, I love Pat Riley. Love Pat Riley. By the way, let's get the NFL theme music. Come on, man. It's championship weekend in the NFL. Championship weekend. And real quick, rapid fire right now. We'll line them up. Rapid fire right now. 30 seconds or less. You in or out on Robert Saleh as your defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Are you in or out on Robert Saleh being your 49ers defensive coordinator? We'll do some rapid fire before we end the show. But Championship Sunday, Commanders at the Eagles. Eagles -6, 39 degrees and cloudy. 12 p.m. high noon kick on Fox Sports. You get Brady and Burkhart. You get the crew, Kurt Minifee. You get Gronk. You get Strahan. You get Bradshaw, Howie Long, and Jimmy Johnson. You get the whole 9 yards. And you get that rabid fan base who are full of dummies in Philadelphia taking on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. What you got, Shasky?
I mean, it's going to be the Eagles, but I'm rooting hard as hell for the Reds. Oops, the Washington football team. I almost said it.
Commanders.
I almost said it.
They've changed their name like 5 years ago.
In fairness, I sometimes slip up too.
I know. I say the My San bad. Diego Chargers.
I still call them the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah. Well, I will always call them the San Diego Superchargers.
San Diego Superchargers.
I mean,
that's all you got?
We're all rooting for Jaden Daniels. What do you want me to say? Philadelphia's going to win this game as long as they don't throw up all over themselves.
They did throw up all over themselves. They did it last week, though.
They almost did. Yeah, they almost did. Sean McVay, run the ball on 3rd and 2 and just chill for a second.
Here's what I would say. I think the Eagles, as a team, have the most pressure riding on them heading into this weekend. And here's why I say that. Kansas City's playing with house money. Buffalo, I do believe this is one of Buffalo's best shots. You can't keep knocking on the door. Eventually, you got to knock the door in. You got to get in there.
Why do you think Philly's playing with more pressure?
Philly could lose one of their coordinators. Philly doesn't know. When you're a run-first team with Saquon, like we learned with CMC, you have no idea if that guy's going to be great again next year. Because running backs could get hurt like that. So if ever there's a year that you have a year to win it all, it's this year. Your path against a division rival that you've laughed at for 2 decades, you have more familiarity with this team than any. this should be your year to get to the Super Bowl. I think if you don't win this one, they're going to come out the biggest losers of the weekend.
Wow.
Even bigger than Buffalo? Let's go around the table. Spadonia Love, man, your thoughts on Commanders Eagles?
House money for Jaden Daniels. Exactly. He's going to be the rookie of the year. Yep. Dan Quinn, no one expected him to be in this spot. They're six-point dogs. I don't expect them to win the game, but I wouldn't bet on them not to cover. They could. It could be a close one. I just think that Jaden Daniels, everyone's been gassing him up this week, and I think he's probably going to have a couple bad turnovers in this game. It's just because I think that Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, two other rookies that we don't talk enough about other side.
Yeah.
Think about this, guys. They have two guys, because they announced the nominees yesterday for all the awards. Both those guys are up for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That's great.
In the same draft. Like, that's insane. Like, Howie Roseman is so he's so good. So I'm looking at John Lynch, by the way, this year. He needs to have that sort of an impactful draft if the Niners want to get back to this point. But I say all that to say the Eagles should win this game. And I think, and I keep saying this for weeks on end, I think Jalen Hurts finally makes some plays with his arm this week, and they get it done.
If they don't win, we all agree. What is the name of this station?
94 WIP.
Sirianni and Hurts. They're going to be destroying those guys.
We need to get audio.
Oh, we'll be destroying them too, I'm sure.
Yeah,
we'll
destroy them.
I think we will be destroying them. You know, I'm going to say it. I think the Commanders pull this off.
Let's go!
I really like what we're seeing from Jaden Daniels. He's cooking right now. He's playing with house money. He's riding on cloud nine right now. And honestly, the way the Eagles played against the Packers and the Rams, I wasn't
they
that
haven't played
convinced.
The full game.
I come into these playoffs, I thought the Eagles could be the team that come out of the NFC and then maybe win this whole thing. But then look at how the Packers did not play well. And that is a big reason why I think the Eagles beat the Packers, is the Packers didn't play well. The Rams had a chance to put that game away, and they kind of got some egg on their face in the process. So did the Eagles win these last two playoff games, or did their opponents simply just kind of lose it? Yeah. So I think the Commanders are going to win this one.
You know, thinking about this closely, I think this game is close. I'm looking at the last game when the Commanders beat them. Jaden Daniels threw for 5 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts did get hurt in that game very early, but the Eagles at 33-8 were a drop pass away from winning that football game. Jaden Daniels was special, 258, 81 on the ground. And the Kobe Dean, the middle linebacker for Philadelphia, is out. He's out in this game.
Oren Burks?
So, Oren Burks. I think Jaden Daniels' company can take advantage of that. And I do believe Dan Quinn, the game plan is simple for me if you're the Commanders. Now, I'm no coach here. Blitz it. Load the box for Saquon and make Hurts beat you this week. Make him beat you. Now, well, Baldy said he threw one interception in the last 13 weeks. It's unbelievable. He's taking care of the football. So I like the Eagles in this one, but can the Commanders keep it close? Hopefully they can. All right, moving on to the AFC title game. -6.
Points.
I'm taking the Commanders.
They keep it close?
I'm keeping the Commanders. Division games. If this rookie does it.
Division game is different.
If this rookie does it, wow. It's one of the greatest one-year swings any franchise in any sport has ever seen.
The only one to do it in NFL, a rookie quarterback.
Both those games, they played the Eagles on Thursday Night Football earlier. They dropped to 7-4. Commanders were winning going into the fourth quarter of that football game. Eagles were struggling. And then Saquon went crazy in the fourth quarter with 2 long touchdowns, and that's what he does. Oh. So I hope the Commanders do win. All right, moving on to the main event. Bills. Chiefs, because I think the Bills have the most pressure than anybody with Josh Allen and company. They've had a dream season. They're healthy. They've got weapons galore. They got young assets who are quick. James Cook is balling. Ray Davis from San Francisco. I'd love to see him go to New Orleans for a Super Bowl berth. What do you got? KC, Buffalo in Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are -2? Are they -2 or +2? Chiefs are favored now?
They're favored by 1.5.
1.5.
So if it was on a neutral field, the Bills would be favored.
Yep, they would be favored. Or if the Bills were at home, they'd be favored. Yeah, so neutral field.
I'm going to ride with the team I've been riding with since the preseason. I got the Buffalo Bills. I had them in the Super Bowl before the season started. I have them in the Super Bowl now. This is their time. And if they don't do it now, they're never going to do it. This is the year.
Who's my Super Bowl pick?
Boy.
I think it was the Bills and the Commanders is what you had.
I had
Bills, though. I did. Remember, Spadoni, did I not have Bills?
No, you guys, Lubman and Chasky had Bills.
I did. Everyone was doubting them when they made all their moves this offseason.
Did I have
the Bills out of the playoffs. I got egg on my face there.
Well,
so.
A lot of people took the Jets.
I can't remember who I had.
Which is crazy.
I think I may have had the Ravens, maybe the Chiefs. I don't remember who I had, honestly. NFC, who did I have? Did
probably
I take the homer pick with the Niners? Yeah,
because you love Purdy so much, you know?
I do love Purdy. I don't know. You're so down on Purdy. You're going to be loving Purdy next season. I guarantee you that. Mm-hmm.
especially with Robert Saleh, too, maybe. I think the Bills are going to pull this off only because I refuse to accept any other reality right now. I just, like I said earlier this week, help us, Josh Allen. You're our only hope.
My preseason prediction was Eagles-Chiefs for the Super Bowl, so I'll stick with that prediction. I think the Chiefs win this one. And Doug McDermott should also be on the hot seat if they lose this game.
Where's Ernie Chavez back? Do you remember who I picked for the Super Bowl?
I'm going through it right now.
All right, go through it. I want to hear him. I don't know who I picked for the Super Bowl. But, Bills. I got the Bills in this one. I think they're going to do it. I think the pressure of that three-peat. There's been three teams attempting the three-peat that got to this point of the season. And I believe they all didn't make the Super Bowl. Teams that have tried to three-peat have lost to the conference championship three times. Now, there's a few teams.
I think the Patriots lost in the first round when they tried to go for it.
Three-peat?
I don't know.
Talk for a little bit. Let me confirm.
Talk for a little bit. Let me audit myself. Yeah, they may be one of the teams that tried to three-peat and lost in the first round, but there's been three teams in the history of the NFL that have gotten to the championship game, knocking on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, and they lost at this point. We know the Niners did.
Yeah.
Sorry, they lost in the divisional round when they go to the three-peat. Yeah, the Patriots lost to Jake the Snake Plummer and the Broncos.
That's right. Yeah, that's when the Broncos had that long interception return. Remember that? Remember that, Chad Bailey? They were at the goal line. Patriots going for the score. I bet on the Patriots.
I thought that was a touchback still, though.
I do,
the
too.
The angle. Like,
that was a hell of a game. Damn, that was a hell of a game. Saturday night, Mile High.
If I say Leonard Marshall, do you two know even what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he ran the wrong way.
No.
That's Jim Marshall.
That's the wrong end.
I was close.
Leonard Marshall, close. Like, snapped Montana in half.
Oh, but he also played for the Vikings, correct?
Well, he was a New York Giant is what I most remember for. Okay, and Pepper Johnson. Correct. And that defensive front was vicious. Well, obviously, Lawrence
Zucci
Taylor.
Zucci May said I picked Lions and Chiefs.
Oh.
Lions and Chiefs.
Okay.
I was riding with Dan Campbell and Jericho. Boy, I wish I could have that back. But I got the Chiefs. I hope the Chiefs lose. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, the Lions were great all year. They had a
No, they were good. Injuries. No, they were great. They were great. You They're going to be great, too. So, championship weekend. Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Commanders. I love this weekend. I think they're going to be two good football games.
What does America want? What's the number one matchup given?
Oh, they want four? America wants Bills and Commanders. America wants any Super Bowl that does not have the Chiefs.
You sure?
Who in America outside of Kansas City wants
Taylor
the Chiefs
Swift
right now?
Yeah, a lot of the Swifties.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
Now you got Caitlin Clark with Taylor Swift sitting in the suite.
We also underestimate how we want a villain. Like
we do want a villain.
We want a villain to root against.
Dynasties help.
Yes.
Dynasties in every sport you either root for or against. Viewership's always up during dynasty time.
Correct.
Any sport.
A lot of hate watching.
Well, I'm just saying, like, my interest level, again, we're different than most
because we're a sickness. Yes.
Commander's Bills is not going to hit the same. I'm sorry. It's just not going to hit. Like, it'll do ratings because it's the Super Bowl.
But the hope that does to all the league.
Wait, Bills
that
who?
The Commanders?
Bills,
the Commanders?
Nah, the Commanders, Washington, D.C., East Coast team. Buffalo.
I think they would rather have Eagles Chiefs.
But
I
think do about too. This. Yeah. Think about this.
They really want another rematch?
I think they want Commanders Chiefs.
If Jaden Daniels, I'm just hear me out, though. Commanders I hear you. But if Jaden Daniels gets the Super Bowl, every year for the rest of life, every NFL draft, I mean, Jaden Daniels. Number two overall pick, took one of the worst teams in the league in 1 year to the Super Bowl. Think of what you could say every year at the draft. Well, every team could feel like they have a chance.
Well, think about this.
You could say that about the Mr. Irrelevant, too.
Hey, and yes, good point. Good point. Bob Myers. How about Bob Myers? I'm rooting for Bob.
Nailed the number two.
Do you think he'll take some time to appreciate it if they win?
Hey, dude, he would, because Bob Myers would he be the first executive to have an NBA Finals championship and a Super Bowl ring? I'd be pretty sick.
Well, wasn't the didn't the Cleveland Browns at one point hire like Dee Podesta to run the team?
Yeah, yeah, they hired the Jonah Hill guy.
Yeah, the Blue Jay. Yeah, Jonah Hill, Blue Jay guy.
I don't think they won anything.
All right,
Magic would get a ring too. He's part of the ownership.
Oh yeah, Magic would get a ring. So he'd get a ring. He's already got a World Series championship. He's got an NBA Finals. He'd be the first. Is he the first guy in America with a World Series?
Can he go for the cycle? Can he get into a hockey team?
Wow,
we know where this is going. Mahomes is winning 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him.
All right, well, let's just go to Fast Five then on that.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thoughts are it's crab season. And I'm going to a nice crab feed tomorrow night. And I'm excited for it.
Ooh. Yeah. Where's crab feed at?
St. Cecilia's. Ooh. I'm excited for it. There's a couple of them going on tomorrow night, I believe. I think Sacred Heart has their crab feed. I love a good crab feed. Do you guys like the garlic one or just the cold, no garlic?
I love them all. I love the salt and pepper.
Uh-huh.
I love the garlicky. I love the non-garlicky. I'm going to really do the Cajun one.
Nah, spices.
I don't really do that one.
Do you like Cippino, Dante? I don't even know.
Oh, Cippino? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you'll rock with
Cippino? Yeah.
Well, I love Cippino.
I like Cippino.
Yeah, I love it.
I love a good crab feed. Yeah. Do you bring your own hot butter and your own utensils? Because I know people that have, like, Dungeness crab kits that they bring for like crab feeds.
The cleaners.
I don't.
In my house, we have rubber gloves, so when we eat the crab, you don't get it all over your fingers. Yeah. You get the crab
crackers.
Your
hands will dry out.
You got
with
the cleaner. Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah.
Got it all. Love a good crab feed. Final thought. Man. Sad. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. We got 3 football games left. It's kind of sad. After this weekend, we're going to have 1 football game left. And then it's off to the craziness of the offseason, draft season, and Purdy's money, and all that. So, appreciate the football. Enjoy it this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. No, by the way, Warriors and Lakers tomorrow. Big game at Chase Center between the Warriors and the Lakers. Never get LeBron and Steph on the court. Appreciate those moments. Because it's winding down. It's winding down between the two of those guys. So, anyway, that's my final thoughts.
My final thought here is talking about the Commanders potentially punching a ticket to the Super Bowl. My dad, who grew up in Washington for a little while, sends me a picture of the old Washington jacket that he pulled out of the very back of his closet.
Those are sick.
It still has the old logo on it. I don't want to say any of the words or anything like that, but he sends me that picture. It's like, hey, look what I found, as we're having the segment. And then he asks, hey, give me some on-air credit. So here you go, Dad. I'm shouting you out for your jacket.
Hey, Daddy Loveman, are you excited about the Giants in 2025?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think he didn't renew. Tickets,
I'm
actually.
Making you Damn. All choose favorite Washington football player of all time.
Jason Campbell.
Santana Moss.
Oh, okay.
Or London Fletcher, because he played for so long. I think he's very underrated. I think he actually might be a borderline Hall of Famer, and we don't talk about it enough. London Fletcher.
I go Art Monk.
I loved Art Monk.
Art Monk.
But it's Daryl Green for me.
Daryl Green, I knew you.
I mean, he's like what I used to always get
number
his 28,
card. Number 28.
I loved him.
Fast as
him
hell.
And Charles Mann on defense. Let's go.
What about Brian Mitchell?
Brian Mitchell was sauce.
Joe Gibbs.
And then, of course, Sean Taylor, too. Let's shout him out.
Sean Taylor, shout out to him.
I'm a soft spot for Chris Cooley, tight end.
Chris Cooley's a good
one. Chris Cooley was good. Charles Mann, who helped the Niners win the Super Bowl in 94.
Was he number 74 on those teams?
71 or 72.
Not on the Niners. I'm talking about on
71 or 72. Maybe 74.
I'm going to look it up.
And then Dexter Manley, of course.
Dexter Manley.
My final thought, I may potentially have had the Super Bowl prediction in the preseason, but
71.
I also had the Jets in the AFC Championship game, so I'll just say
so
that.
So who did I have?
I couldn't find you anyone's. I wasn't there that Friday when that happened,
Bills.
So I couldn't find it.
That's good.
I remember.
May we write these down next year?
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah,
I have no problem being wrong on the Chiefs Super Bowl pick. I would love to be wrong about that. Would love to.
You know who I thought was going to be the man for Washington? You're going to laugh at me.
Heath Shuler?
Yes! Tennessee number 21 or whatever.
Of course you did.
Heath Shuler.
What a career for him. That was Fast Five. I think he's a politician now.
Was he the concussion?
No.
Who was the guy that hit
his
head?
Oh, that's Gus Frerotte. That's Gus Frerotte. I got too much Washington football team knowledge. Way too much. I kind of like him growing up. They had the Hogs dance. Heath Shuler's now a former United States representative. All right, that's it for us. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home, we're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Stay tuned for Steiny and Guru. They're going to get into the Sharks and Predators game. They're going to talk about the earthquake schedule coming up.
Steiny has a great San Francisco Giants take.
He's got a Giants take. I mean, I don't think they're going to touch the Warriors at all today.